We affirm that the Bible's own interpretation of itself is always correct. Isn't that a good statement? Never deviating from, but rather elucidating or clarifying the single meaning of the inspired text. The single meaning of a prophet's words includes, but is not restricted to, the understanding of those words by the prophet, and necessarily involves the intention of God evidenced in the fulfillment of those words. We deny that the writers of Scripture always understood the full implications of their own words. As I've studied this document a bit, the writers themselves said this was probably the hardest one to word, to describe very clearly. The affirmation is extremely complex, but I think we can simplify it in a couple of clear points. First of all, the Bible never misinterprets itself. That's clear. When a New Testament statement is made that points to or clarifies something in the Old Testament, they are consistent together. And the New Testament interpretation is correct. There is no contradiction and no need for further clarification than what the Scripture itself clarifies or says itself. It always correctly understands the meaning of the passage that it comments on. Now, isn't that clear and good? That's a great statement. The Bible is consistent in itself. The difficulty in this is the second statement in the first part there in the affirmation. It revolves around whether God intended more in the passage than what the author understood. And the answer is yes. The authors did not always understand completely and fully the meaning of what they were writing. And yet there is still a single meaning of Scripture. The wording of this is an attempt to describe how the fulfillment of prophecy takes place. And so this is a clarification of prophecy, and that is the prophet had a meaning, but it was not the full meaning. The fuller meaning comes when the fulfillment takes place. And the fulfillment does not contradict the words of the prophet. And there still remains one meaning in the passage of Scripture. Okay? And so it's important to preserve the single meaning of Scripture, the forthright commitment that Scripture makes. But a distinction needs to be made between what God was conscious of concerning an affirmation and what he and the prophet actually expressed in the passage. The denial makes this point clear by noting that the biblical authors were not always fully aware of the implications of their own statements. And yet it remains true with a clear single meaning. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Amen.